Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program on this Father's Day 2012, heard every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and I'm going to be playing the best in Russin music for you, and we have some news from the Russin homeland. Before we get started, I would like to wish all of you fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, father-like figures, and spiritual fathers a happy Father's Day. We start today's program honoring our Father in Heaven with Otče náš.
Otče náš, kdyže jesi na nebesi, da svjatica imja Tvoje, da prijde carstvije Tvoje, da bude dvoja Tvoja,
even though the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the Carpatha Russin Society, and we do have financial sponsorship from the Greek Catholic Union, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. Airtime is not free, and I volunteer my time every week producing this show, which I love doing and have done for the past 8+ years, but we still need your financial support so we don't become like some of the other ethnic broadcasts in the Pittsburgh area that had to quit broadcasting because of lack of funding. If you are interested in donating to the Carpatha Russin Society Heritage Program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, Russin Radio at c-rs.org. Happy Father's Day once again to all you fathers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, godfathers, and spiritual fathers. Next, we have Nyanko Nash Dorohoy, our dear father.
Yeah.
Anyone who listens to this broadcast knows that my father, Jack Poloca, was co-host for many years before his untimely death in 2010, and a day does not go by when I think about my dad and all the help he's given me, teaching me about my Russian and my Croatian background, doing the ethnic dance groups, Slaviana and other Tamburitsyn-style dance groups in the area, and it is hard sometimes whenever you are doing things like that not to think of someone who's been that near and dear to you. Next, we're going to have my dad give us the discussion on how Father's Day came about. So for all of our living fathers, we say Happy Father's Day, but let's also remember all of the fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers and godfathers and spiritual fathers that have gone to their eternal rest, as my dad has. And I know he's listening up there, so hopefully I am continuing on the work that you started and doing it adequately. Happy Father's Day again, everybody.
Father's Day is a celebration inaugurated in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day in celebrating fatherhood and male parenting and to honor fathers and forefathers. The officially recognized date of Father's Day varies from country to country. In the U.S., the first modern Father's Day celebration was held on July 5, 1908, in Fairmont, West Virginia. Inspired by Anna Jarvis's efforts to establish a Mother's Day, Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd was a driving force behind the establishment of Father's Day. Her father, the Civil War veteran William Jackson Smart, reared his six children in Spokane, Washington, as a single parent. Although she suggested June 5th, the anniversary of her father's death, she did not provide the organizers with enough time to make the necessary arrangements. President Woodrow Wilson was personally feted by his family in 1916. President Calvin Coolidge recommended it as a national holiday in 1924. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson made Father's Day a holiday to be celebrated on the third Sunday of June. The holiday was not officially recognized until 1972 during the presidency of Richard Nixon.
Ko mi otec, hej, plotu porodil, že by akú miluj, hej, z večera nechodil. Že by akú miluj, hej, z večera nechodil. Poď do toho rodil, hej, zo samoho tieňa, jakú miluj, pídu, hej, ak mi bude treba. Jakú miluj, pídu, hej,
voda, ploty sa rozpalí, hej, nebude jí škoda. Ploty sa rozpalí, hej, nebude jí škoda. Níž nemám, hej, šutko voda vzala, len mi na verešku, hej, frajírka zostala. Len mi na verešku, hej, frajírka zostala. Perešočo, hej, bo ja tu nebudu, už dlho parobočo. Hej, bo ja tu nebudu, už dlho parobočo. Už opadalo lišťa, daj z našu jabloni. Hej, ja ku vám neprídu, v kamarátia moji. Hej, ja ku vám neprídu, v kamarátia moji. Hrušočko, už sa mi pominuli, slobodní moji ročko, už sa mi pominuli, slobodní moji ročko.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participated in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization. Very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU of the USA offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA toll free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is 1-800-722-4428. Many of the grandfathers and great-grandfathers who immigrated to this country worked in the mills and the mines. Next, we play Amerisky Men, American Men Work Every Day, and this was performed by a group of us, my friends Bob and Brian Barco, my brother-in-law Michael Libertor, and myself at the Carpatha Russian Orthodox Family Day last week at Camp Nazareth.
Study kalamoy, masni sami znoy, shmati moyo shmati zavshe sami platniku, bin sebeno vina bedu. Shmati moyo shmati zavshe sami platniku, bin sebeno vina bedu. Thank you. наші дзен. Ровно шерахуєм, ровно шерахуєм кело, між поруєм на беду. Ровно шерахуєм, ровно шерахуєм кело, між поруєм на беду.
A few months ago, we reported on the wooden church in Smigovets that was to be moved to a pilgrimage site in Lutina, 100 miles away. We have some good news about that issue. The activities for the maintenance of the Church of the Assumption in Smigovets that began earlier this year were halted because the church was to be moved to a mini-museum in Lutina, not far from the town of Sabino in Chadish County. Locals, with the help of Rusyn cultural organizations and the Association of Municipalities of Snina, launched a petition against the relocation. The petition was signed by nearly 2,200 people, including representatives of cultural, ethnic, and educational institutions from Slovakia, Bohemia, Ukraine, Russia, the United States, and elsewhere. The church was built in 1755, but parishioners have not worshipped there since the mid-1990s because of the poor condition of the church. The decision to keep the wooden church in Smigovets was confirmed by a spokesman in the Greek Catholic Archbishop's office in Prešov, Monsignor Lubomir Petrik. Mayor Michal Pidanich of Smigovets admits that this decision is likely to pressure from the media and also the petition. He also added that to date, no formal written notice has been sent to him. The wooden church, which was also declared a National Historic Monument, should go through a complete rehabilitation. It needs to be completely reconstructed because the roof leaks and there are many badly damaged wooden sections, the mayor adds. The village, together with organizers of the petition and the archbishop's office, are currently looking into restoration opportunities. The problem, according to the mayor, is that the church, though it remains in the village, is still owned by the archeparchy. The mayor therefore cannot apply for funding without the consent of the archbishop. The final question that remains for the folks in Smigovets is if the archdiocese will return the precious ikonostas, which it took for restoration. According to the mayor and the residents of Smigovets, it too should be returned and remain part of the wooden church. Thank you. Next weekend is a full weekend for the Carpatho Russin Society. On Sunday the 24th, the Cleveland chapter, in association with CRS National Organization, will be having the dedication of the bust of Father Alexander Dukhnovich. There is dinner and entertainment along with an exhibit of Father Alexander Dukhnovich. For more information on this, please call Bonnie at area code 440-729-2045. CRS group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will be conducting a mini New Jersey tour. Our first performance will be on Friday, June 22nd, at St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church in Hillsboro, New Jersey. For information about that performance, please call CRS member Tom Peters at area code 908-253-8147, or you can email him at this address, russin@verizon.net. Slaviani's second performance will be in cooperation with the New Jersey chapter's Heritage Celebration Dinner. This will take place Sunday, the 24th of June, at Russian Hall in Little Falls, New Jersey, starting at 1 p.m. This year's honoree of the John Michalowski Humanitarian Award is James Horadiak. Slaviani will perform around 3 o'clock, and as I said, the festivities start at 1. If you are interested in the dinner, members and non-members of the CRS are invited. Please call Joyce Barr at area code 973-540-0871. And if you need more information about these events and can't remember the numbers, please write my number down and give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. The Friends of the Tamberitzins Golf Outing, which benefits the Duquesne University Tamberitzins, will be held on Monday, August 6th at the Seven Oaks Country Club in Beaver. There will be a shotgun start, golf, cart, lunches, prizes, and a barbecue dinner. For more information of the Friends of the Tamberitzins Golf Outing on Monday, August 6th, please call David Conifel Scher at area code 412-518-0405. As we end today's show with Daddy, or Otsovi, from Vojvodina, I would like to again wish all of you fathers a happy Father's Day. I do want to tell you that the CRS has a great gift shop with everything Russin that you are looking for. If you would like to get a brochure sent to you, please give us a call at area code 412-567-3077 and leave a message. You can also go to our website, www.c-rs.org, and click on sales, or again, give us a call at 412 567-3077. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again next week right here at 2:30 Eastern on AM 73, WPIT AM, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. Kiedy błogosławił dzieci swoje, kiedy laskał dziewku i syna. Ojcowi sliza jedna jedyna, nie zradzela nigdy oko, bo u niej boczy lubow cepla, co mu u sercu głęboko. Подзелил на ровні части, лем твоя найтвердейша, а молитва твоя без слова ще була найгласніша, а молитва твоя без слова ще була най. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, бажаємо вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.